What's the biggest bullet you've ever dodged? Grandma got a flat tire, pulled over. As she was on the side fixing the tire, her car was hit and totaled. Right from her hands. She was actually okay. I used to roller skate as a kid outside my house down a hill and never wore any kind of protection. Suddenly, one day before I go out, my older brother tells me I can't leave unless I put on a helmet, which is weird since he's never cared before. Anyway, I do it, and that day, for the first time ever, I fell and landed on the back of my head so hard that the helmet cracked. That crack would have probably been my skull had I not worn it. Years ago, I was on a first meet for an internet date. We met at a bar, and the bartender carded us. Even though we were both older, they were doing stings in the area, so he was carding every single person. Handed mine right over, but my date was a jerk about it. The bartender checked mine and handed it back to me. He checked his, and rather than handing it back to him, he placed it on the bar right in front of me. It had the stamp of an unspeakable act offender on it. The guy picked it up, looked at the bartender, looked at me, and then got up and walked out. I immediately Googled him. He was on the registry and had been in prison for the unspeakable act before. Lesson learned, always Google people. The bartender and I are still friends. I sold my bar and grill business in August 2019. I sold my three restaurants in February 2020 for way more than they were worth. Now two have closed post-COVID. This one just materialized yesterday, actually. About a year ago at my job, I was offered to switch from my current team where I was established for a few years and had seniority for a new department that had just started to kick off, write processes, basically start from square one. A lot more work for the same amount of pay. I figured, screw it, and went. Yesterday they announced that they just closed the physical HQ office for my old department, and everyone in that part of the company would have to either move to one of 14 random states that we can't pick, it's basically chosen by roulette wheel for where you're going, to a local office, or they're going to be fired on June 22. Thankfully, since I'm part of my new department, I wasn't included in that mandate. Phew. I was a teen driver not paying attention at an intersection at the crest of a hill with low visibility when the light turned green. The car behind me honked, and just as I was about to go, a truck barreled through the red light on the perpendicular road at decidedly ludicrous speed. If I'd been paying attention and gone when the light turned green, I very likely would have been T-boned to death. Closest call I've ever had. I would wager that if I were in the driver's seat, even though I would have survived, my undies, trousers, and the seat itself would have been decidedly rendered unusable once I'd realized what had happened. I was working in an amusement park during college. I used to come home on a Friday afternoon and usually pick up a Friday shift as well as a full weekend. During the month that the park was only open on weekends, I was a manager at my attraction. One particular Friday, I got home and was too exhausted to do a Friday shift, so I bagged it and decided to just work the Saturday and Sunday and be back at school on Monday. I got a call from a good friend and co-worker telling me that our attraction was in flames, there were casualties, and a couple of my friends and co-workers were missing. Seven people lost their lives. My co-worker, assistant manager, went back in and pulled people out to safety. He was okay. I was in shock for a few days. Had I done what I usually do, I would have been there, in charge, and I know I would have gone in to help. It could have been an entirely different situation. So yeah, I dodged a bullet, but a devastating event happened. I'll never know. To keep very true to the topic, I was out kayaking on a lake, and several bullets whizzed by me. There was a distinct buzz, crack, buzz, as it went by. I think some people were just out plinking in their backyard adjacent to the lake and didn't think a backstop was necessary. This also happened to me a few weeks later when I was paddling on a small stream. Bullets whizzed by above the bank, just over my head. I don't think anyone knew I was there at the time. Regardless, when you go out and shoot stuff, make sure there's a backstop for frick's sake. Also, I don't know how big the bullets were, so I'm unsure which was the biggest bullet I dodged. When I was 16, I used a fake ID to go out clubbing. The legal age in Ireland is 18, so I passed for it and did it all the time. One night I felt sick and decided to leave my friends and go home. I knew there was a taxi rank in a small alley somewhere and was looking for it when an older guy, 20s probably, offered to show me. The alley he brought me down was not the taxi rank. Once I realized, I tried to go back, but he pushed me against a wall and told me I wasn't going anywhere. I just remember not being able to scream. I just froze. It felt like forever, but probably only a few seconds later, some guys I went to school with just happened to walk down by the alley, also looking for taxis, and saw me. One of them yelled out my name, and then he realized the guy had his arm across the throat, and he went mental. The guy jumped the wall at the end of the alley, and I just burst into tears. My schoolmate took me home and made sure I was okay. I'm in my mid-30s now with three daughters, and I still shudder when I think about this. Driving to Phoenix from Utah for a job in January of 1989. My new boss told me if I wasn't there by 8 a.m. Monday morning, he'd give the job to someone else. It was 8 p.m. on Sunday evening when he told me that. By the time I got to Flagstaff, I was delirious and hallucinating. I hadn't slept in 2 days. I'd been partying. I pulled over for a nap at a rest area. So cold. I started the truck just to heat it up a little bit. The next thing I remember, I was lying in the bed of my truck, with a guy gently slapping my face. Some trucker watched me start the truck, 79 Ford, and slump over to sleep. He said he was worried because he could hear the exhaust leak as I sat there idling. Made a mental note of the time. An hour later, he checked on me and I was unconscious, so after pounding on the windows for a few minutes, he noticed the sliding window latch was busted, just like the one in his own 79 Ford. He pulled me out through the back window and saved me from carbon monoxide poisoning. Took me a week to shake off that headache. No, I didn't get the job. I didn't roll up to the job site until just before noon. The big boss wasn't cool about it. On a brightish note, one of the guys on another crew saw me begging for the job and thought I had moxie. He hired me for a dirtier, crappier job that I grew to loathe. But at least it wasn't a wasted trip and I didn't die. I matched with a guy on Tinder who played for the Atlanta Falcons. He was really charming and seemed nice. He asked me to fly down to Atlantic City for Memorial Day weekend. Said he'd pay for everything. Airfare, hotel, food, etc. But I'd never met him before and he refused to give me his phone number. I was uncomfortable flying to meet a stranger, so I told him no. 2 weeks later, he was on the news for kicking and killing his girlfriend's dog. What's with the Atlanta Falcons and dogs? I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, that's really messed up. I took my wife to an indoor shooting range in 2014. I'd been at this range many times and safety was always their top priority. They made you sit through a safety video, take a quiz, and get a temporary certification before they allowed you into the range. The place got really busy and their safety policy became less stringent as time went on. I noticed that the lane next to us that time had three people in it, already a violation of rules. Two big guys and one tiny woman, probably in her 20s. They were handing her various firearms and laughing when she couldn't handle the recoil. Big violation there and incredibly irresponsible. This girl was muzzle sweeping everyone. Another huge violation. I got a bad feeling and told my wife to pack it up because we were leaving. As soon as we started walking away, bang! That girl had fired a round right where my wife was standing just a few seconds prior. I told the range officers that they needed to get in there and do something about those idiots and that we weren't coming back. I've only been to a range a few times since that happened and now I don't even go at all. Too many idiots. From the one range I used to frequent in my life, I can tell you that at the very first muzzle sweep you would be out and with a temporary ban, at the very least. Crazy stuff. I was out at the bar with my friends and feeling tired. When I said I was leaving to turn in early, they all good-naturedly gave me crap. That night, they all got $1,500 tickets for public urination on their walk home from the bar. Not exactly life-changing, but not a small bullet either. 2005, my friend and I evacuated New Orleans 2 days before Hurricane Katrina and drove to Mississippi with the little money we had. We were trying to decide where to stay for the night, and it was between a mid-range hotel or a really cheap motel. Decided to spend a little more for the hotel. During the night, the eye of the storm came through Mississippi and flattened the roof of the motel that we'd decided against. My mom wasn't going to leave for Katrina. I told her I was going to take me and my little sister and hitchhike if she didn't pack the car and leave within the hour. My dad didn't leave and he ended up on the roof with our neighbor because our house got flooded. No way all of us would have survived. Katrina decimated my town. Everything 2 miles inland or less was destroyed. I was booked on Pan Am Flight 103, which went down over Lockerbie, Scotland. I didn't have a premonition or anything supernatural, I just decided to cancel my seat. Didn't think anything of it until the plane went down and my mother had written down my flight plan and reminded me. This was back in the day when you could cancel without a penalty up to a couple of days in advance. On any given day, we make decisions for no concrete reason, really. I just chose not to go that day, and we come to learn it was a good decision. I try not to evaluate my decision because I don't want to affect my future decisions by second-guessing or trying to work the odds. This is only one example of times that I've dodged a significant bullet.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
I stopped duck hunting with a guy because he would put his 12-gauge Remington 1100 on his shoulders with no thought to where the barrel was pointing. I'd tell him to point it the other way, or I'd stop and move to the other side. But he'd shifted it around and it would end up pointing at my head when we were walking. I told him I wouldn't hunt with him anymore, and he was really teed off at me and called me a freaking Nancy, and that there was no danger because the safety was on. A couple of weeks later, he told me he'd had an accidental discharge with the gun on his shoulder. You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below, and subscribe. I was subletting an apartment in college and got zapped by the electric stove. Gave notice immediately and moved out with very clear reasons why I was moving out. That building burnt a few weeks later. A Dutch mate of mine living in Tasmania had to visit his sick mum in Amsterdam. Booking his flight home online, he said to his wife, "You know, I'm sick of flying Malaysian Airlines. The food is crap, the hosties are miserable. It'll cost more, but I'm booking with Singapore Airlines." So instead of dying on MH17, he was on a plane 40Ks ahead of it. I got chucked off a horse. I hit the ground so hard I felt my soul leave my body. Started to cough up blood and was having trouble breathing within 30 seconds. Rushed to the hospital and the doctors were running down the hallway with me on a backboard. Doctors running is always a bad sign. I was sure I was dying. Came to find out that I broke two bones in my back and collapsed a lung. Once I was more with it, a nurse handed me my helmet and said, "It's a good job you were wearing this." It had been cracked almost in half. If I hadn't been wearing that, it would have been my head, and I most certainly would be dead or permanently disabled. Wear your helmet, kids. A bus. I grew up in Bermuda, and since it's such a small island, cars are limited to one per family, and everyone drives mopeds. I was driving into town and came up to a red light behind a bus. As is tradition, I scooted around the bus to be in front of the line of traffic. Literally 2 seconds later, a second bus smashed into the back of the first bus at like 30 miles per hour. I would have been pancaked. Without question, 100% dead. I just sat on the side of the road for a bit and thought about my mortality. My only other Bermuda bus-based encounter was driving home from my first job in the rain. An oncoming bus in the opposite lane went through a massive puddle and sent what looked like a tidal wave of water right at me. It literally picked me and my little Yamaha V50 right up and swept us off the road into some grass. So I guess in the end it was me one, buses one. I attempted to self-delete. I ended up passing out in some bushes near the train station. Early the next morning, a girl I went to high school with, who I barely knew, saw me while she was boarding the train for a college interview early in the morning. She recognized me and told the conductor. He dismissed me as a junkie who just needed to sleep it off. She said, "I know him. He doesn't do substances or drink. Call 911 now." 3 days in a coma. I'm very grateful now. About 6 months after I left my ex, he got caught sending very inappropriate content to a 12-year-old. He was 34 at the time. I really, really needed a job, and the manager at my dispensary in my area offered me a spot. I said no, and 4 days later, they were raided and everyone got arrested. I'm confused. Did they not have a license, or are the feds just raiding dispensaries because it's technically still illegal by federal law? Yes, the latter exactly. The narrator is very confused about this later one. You can have a licensed, commonplace sort of store that is in actual fact illegal under the laws of the country you live in. Very strange. My ex-girlfriend moved out of my house a day before the first lockdown in Spain. She had previously pulled a knife on me. I had two job offers in different states at the same time. The one I didn't take was offering more money, but I just didn't gel with the guy who'd be my boss and really liked the guy who would be my boss at the lower offer. The better offer was in a state I'd always wanted to live in for a company I admired, but something felt off, so I went with the lower offer. I ended up meeting my wife in the city of the lower offer. Meanwhile, the company that had given me the higher offer abruptly closed and laid off their entire staff with no severance. So if I'd taken that, I would have been stuck on the other side of the country with no job and no money. I got on an intercity bus and almost sat in the middle, but then moved and sat at the back. The bus later collided with a truck and opened up like a tin can. If I'd sat where I originally intended, I would have been killed. Was driving on a freeway in the right lane when there was a sudden traffic jam ahead. I slammed on my brakes and was about to swerve onto the shoulder when I noticed that I wasn't sure the semi behind me could stop, and I didn't know how long we actually had a shoulder, construction was happening at the time, made the decision to rear-end the car in front of me to stay off the shoulder. The truck went onto the shoulder, brakes squealing, and finally managed to stop when the back tires of their trailer were level with me. Good thing we weren't in a center lane and that we happened to have a shoulder at that moment. As a bonus, I stopped in time and didn't hit the car in front of me after all. Though I would have happily taken that hit, and hopefully only would have shook up the people in front of me, in place of literally being hit by a truck. I once convinced two police officers that I was the one on my fake ID. It was my older brother's ID 22. I was 19 at the time. Me and my roommate were checking out the liquor store and the cashier said my roommate's ID was fake. It was an actual fake with his photo, so the cashier quickly told the other very large worker to lock and barricade the door immediately. They called the cops and practically held us hostage until the cops arrived. My roommate ended up getting a ticket for his literal fake ID, and I convinced the cops I was my brother. We look like brothers, but we definitely don't look like the same person. What sold them was when one of the two cops asked me to name some streets. We were in our college town, about 2 hours away from where my home address was. I recited the address on the ID because it was my childhood home, and the cop said, "No, name some streets around this address." He apparently grew up and went to high school in that district, so he was testing me. I named like 5 or 10 road names in that area, and I was good to go. I have no idea how I didn't panic or act flustered. I'd been pulled over for going like 9 miles an hour over the speed limit before and I'd been freaking out that time. But this day, I had ice in my veins for some reason. A few months ago, I was driving on the I-80 at night when out of nowhere, the biggest buck I'd ever seen was in the middle of my lane. I did exactly what you're not supposed to do and swerved, and thankfully managed to keep the rear of my car content with it. I literally shaved that buck's butt. My mirror was folded in. I know you're not supposed to swerve, but I drive a tiny little thing and that buck's body would have gone through my windshield and into mine and my wife's face at 70 miles per hour. My friend and I were in a bar and she was talking to a guy she met on Tinder. When she turned around, I saw him put something into her beer. I walked up, pretended to stumble, and knocked it out of her hand and apologized. Told her I'd buy her her next beer, and when we walked over to the bar, I told her what he did. We left right after. Decided to grab a case of beer and play Mario Kart that night instead. I only tagged along because she asked me to, which I'm always perfectly happy to do. Glad that I did. My first ever boyfriend dated me when I was 14 and he was 16. We only dated for 1 week before he took me into the woods and forced me to kiss him. I started to feel icky and broke it off that same day. 5 years later and I've found out that he's now in prison for inappropriate behavior with minors. A year ago, almost to the day, I was offered a new job. It was exactly what I was looking for and I was really excited. They told me they would email the contract, but after a week I hadn't heard anything. After a lot of chasing, they told me they'd changed the structure of the organization, so the position wasn't available. I have a month's notice for my current job, and if I'd taken the new job, my notice period would have been after the cutoff date for furlough in the UK. The new job was in an industry that collapsed through the pandemic, and the industry I work in now has boomed. If I'd received that email, I probably would have been close to bankruptcy now. Phew, well, there were worse things during the pandemic than a dependable job, even if it wasn't one that thrilled you. Lucky miss. I hit a coyote on I-80 going about 80 miles per hour in the middle of the night in Indiana, coming back to Michigan once. I hit the thing dead on and it somehow went under my car and scampered off and lived. The only damage was my bumper was a little bit cracked, which I didn't care about because the bumper was already a bit messed up, so it was no big deal. There was literally fur all over the bumper. I got lucky. Had it been a buck that I'd hit dead on, there's no way my little old Subaru, myself, my girlfriend, or my sister would have been uninjured. I drove much slower and with much more caution after that. That time where I didn't go along for a ride when a friend of mine was running Green Herb, years ago, back when it was more illegal. I was bored and unemployed at the time, and passed on this trip because I had to go to a job interview to be a zombie for Halloween festivities at an amusement park. I got the job, my friend got arrested, and did 30 days in jail. Finishing up my paper route when I was a kid. Walking home on the sidewalk next to a busy road with my sister on the inside, me dragging our little buggy on the outside. Middle of winter, the car jumps the curb and takes out our buggy. Neither of us knew what the heck had just happened other than the ungodly scraping sound and that our buggy was gone. We found out later that the driver saw us run home scared and brought back our buggy, which was utterly destroyed in a crumpled heap. I was pulling the cart and my hand was on it, so I'm not sure how I avoided eating chrome that day. Not a single scratch on me. I still think about it regularly and it's been over 30 years. I found an explosive device in a National Guard training area when I was 14. It had a little pull string and a metal plate to attach it to a tree. I held the thing in my hand and almost pulled the string, but decided to attach it to the tree instead and put it on a longer pull string. I pulled the string and it blew a 5-inch hole in the tree. The explosion was so loud the police came and it made the local news. They didn't catch me. I would have at least lost one hand, maybe both, or worse. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories, or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Genius, give Am I the Jerk a shot. Everything linked in the description.